Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. David says in verse 2, Lord, thou art my Lord. That phrase caught my attention. An interesting study of Scripture is studying how men viewed the Lord in their lives. Looking at what the Lord meant to people reveals insights into what God is or can be to us if we let Him work in our lives. We're going to approach this study by filling in the word at the end of the phrase, Thou art my. In the text, it has, you are my Lord. Thou art my Lord. What word would you fill in there? How about today, we'll look at the word light. What is the Lord to you? For me, I would say, let's put the word light in there. Thou art my light. The Lord is our shining light. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. The Lord is our lamp that drives away darkness and fear. He told us that he was light. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When we look at the functions of light, we see what the Lord does for us as our lamp or as our light. First of all, light develops food and fruit. Light is needed for growth and for life. Christ gives us life and helps us to grow spiritually and to be fruitful in our Christian life. Yet a little while and the world sees me no more, but you see me because I live. You also shall live. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You and I, brothers and sisters, will not be victorious, maturing Christians without a close relationship with Jesus Christ. Question is, how close are you to the Lord even now? Is he the light of your life? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Light develops food and fruit. Light also delights and gives us drive. Light cheers. Light gives warmth. Light gives energy. Light is used in Alaska to treat or prevent depression from days of total darkness. It's called cabin fever. The Lord Jesus Christ cheers, energizes, encourages us by his light. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I give you rest. The light will give you rest. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. The light speaking the good words to us, bringing warmth, bringing growth. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. For Christ said, I am the light of the world. Light causes growth, causes warmth. Light also delivers messages. Messages are transmitted on fiber optic cables now at a speed of over 186,000 miles per second. AT&T introduced the first processor that transmits information with light using laser beams with an inch-wide lens. All the information in the world's phone wires can be put on one lens. Jesus Christ, he had a message to deliver to us, and it's found in the Word of God. It's a message of love, a message of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The question is, have you believed that message? Light delivers messages. Light also develops good health, and it also strengthens. Christ, our light, heals our sin-sick souls and strengthens us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. O Lord, you have said, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Whereas we are inserting the word light today instead of Lord. You are my light. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my light. Christ sets the captives free. Recovery of sight to the blind. It sets at liberty those that are bound, those that are bruised. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn, but yet he will heal us. He has smitten, but he will bind us up. You, if you be a prodigal child, even now, return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. You are my light. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my light. Light permeates and fills the room. It dispels darkness. It is unhindered by space and time. Christ dispels the darkness of the soul when he saves us. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Do you walk in darkness? The light will dispel that darkness. Light reveals beauty as well as ugliness and evil. It deters crime. Christ revealed what was in men. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. And Jesus, knowing the thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? And this is the condemnation. The light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. When Jesus looks at your heart, what does he see? Does he see that old stony heart that's still an enemy of God, powerless, a sinner, dead in sins and trespasses? Or does Jesus Christ see a new heart? A new heart that you've received. Which is it that the Lord sees? Light discloses what's hidden. Light also displays warnings. You, Lord, are our light. You are my light. Displays warnings, the lighthouse, ocean buoys, power towers, radio towers, police of emergency vehicles, road signs, etc. They all use lights to caution and warn of hazards. Jesus Christ, he's given us warnings. The light, you are our light, Lord. The light of the world. He's warned us against deception. And Jesus answered and said unto him, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they shall deceive many. That's rampant throughout the world, brothers and sisters. False teachers, false prophets, all coming saying, I am the Christ. Follow me. Chase after me. The light warns of deception, also warns of desertion. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. It warns the light of deception. It warns of desertion. It also warns of damnation. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The light warns of damnation. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. The light warning of deception, of damnation. Light also speaks of duty. Light is unselfish. It shines for the benefit of others. It gives. Christ gave of himself and was a servant to mankind. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life for ransom for many. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. The light speaks of decency. Light is pure, not contaminated by pollution or chemicals. It remains pure. Because light is pure, it is a symbol of God. And to the Jews, it was a symbol of the Messiah. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Christ is pure and uncontaminated by the world. But we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Light speaks of decency. Light speaks of duty. Light warns of deception and damnation. Light also directs and guides. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my light. The Lord gives us direction, lighten our path by his Spirit and his word. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. I will guide thee with my eye. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. As a lamp and a light, he makes clear and understandable that which is foggy and confusing. Light shows what is on the path before us. It serves as a beacon for getting our bearings. Sailors navigated by the light of the stars and the sun. In the Old Testament, God's presence was manifested in the Shekinah glory. The fiery and cloudy pillar in the wilderness pointed the way, guided, protected God's people from the Egyptians, and provided shade during the day and warmth at night in the desert. The commemoration of the pillar of fire through the wilderness was celebrated at the Feast of Tabernacles. You are my light, Lord. When Jesus said he was the light of the world, he was in the part of the temple known as the treasury, because the collecting boxes for the offerings were there. The treasury was part of the court of the women. In the court of the women, there was a porch. In that porch, set up against the wall, there were 13 treasure chests into which the people dropped their offerings. These were called the trumpets because they were shaped like trumpets, narrow at the top and swelling out toward the base. These offerings were used to pay for the upkeep of the temple, the purchase of wood for the fires, incense, upkeep of the golden vessels. At the close of the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, a dramatic ceremony took place in this court called the illuminating of the temple. Four great menorahs or candlesticks, each with four great golden bowls, were prepared. When the evening came, the people came in droves to the court of women until the galleries that surrounded this court were packed. When nightfall came, four of the youths of priestly lineage lit the wicks of the menorahs, which happened to be made from the garments of the high priest. Night was turned into day when these menorahs were lit. Every street, court, and square in the city of Jerusalem was illuminated. After the lighting of the menorahs, godly men, known for their good works, danced before the people with torches in their hands, singing praise to the Lord. The Levites stood with their harps, cymbals, trumpets, and other instruments on the 15 steps which lead down from the court of the Israelites into the court of the women. The celebration lasted through the night. The rabbis were very careful to distinguish this festival from pagan revelry. During the ceremony, two priests with trumpets descended the steps, turned to the temple, and proclaimed, "Our fathers who were in this place turned their backs to the temple of God, and their faces eastward, and threw themselves down eastward before the sun, but we direct our eyes to Yahweh." It was believed that at this moment, when the crowd fell silent to hear the affirmation of the priests, that Jesus stood and shouted, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus was saying, "I am the Shekinah glory. I point the way. I provide the price for sin. I protect those who come to me. No man plucks them from my Father's hand." The statement made by the Lord, "I am the light of the world," would have significant meaning to the priest as the light of the menorahs glistened in the night. The menorah's light directs our focus to Jesus Christ. The menorah in the temple was a picture of Jesus Christ. It was made of pure gold, a picture of the deity of Christ. It was also hand-beaten, picturing our Lord's sufferings on the cross to provide light for this world. This candlestick was all one piece, containing a central shaft and six arms, three on each side. The central shaft was very significant because it was used to light the other candles and supplied the oil to the other lamps. The center shaft was called by the priest the servant candle, or the light of the world. It reminds us that Christ is to be at the center of our lives, brothers and sisters. Christ is to be at the center of our lives. He gives light to the rest of this world as the servant candle gave light to the other six branches on the menorah. It is interesting to note that six is the number of man in the Bible. Christ is the one who gives light to mankind. If it wasn't for the Lord, we would be walking in darkness. Let me ask the question. Is the Lord your lamp or shining light? Or are you walking without his light, stumbling and fumbling through life? Making decisions in the dark can lead to some very regrettable consequences. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Where do you find yourself today? Can you say, as David, "You are my Lord"? O my soul, you have said to the Lord, "You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you." You are my Lord. You are the light of the world.